are listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain with Dr. John Hayes, author of the bestseller, Beating Neuropathy, Taking Misery to Miracles in Just 5 Weeks. Here is Dr. John Hayes.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. John Hayes. You're listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain here on 95.9 WATD. And once again, tonight I have the distinct pleasure of having a wonderful guest on the other end of the telephone with me tonight. I have Mary Beth Carreri. Mary Beth is a very, very prominent physical therapist in her community. Mary Beth, welcome to today's show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, my pleasure. Mary Beth, it probably would be most helpful where we're talking about neuropathy and chronic pain, and we talk about all the various gifts that our guests have that they're able to share with the community and our patients. It'd probably be most helpful if you could tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got into doing what you're doing.
Sure. Well, I went to school to become a physical therapist. I attended Northeastern University back in the 80s, mm-hmm. and was fortunate to have some really terrific co-op experiences. So when I entered my physical therapy training, I expected that I would work in the field of pediatrics. But during my co-op training, I found that I really loved working with outpatient, orthopedic, and neurological conditions. And I was exposed to a lot of sort of non-traditional ways of treating these clients. And so early on in my education, while I was still in school, I was exposed to things like myofascial relief, mm-hmm. craniosacral therapy, and I expected that all physical therapists were trained this way. When I was finishing up my training and going out on my clinicals, it was obvious that the therapists that were supervising me were not necessarily trained that way. And so it was interesting to me that there were traditional ways and non-traditional ways to approach pain. After I graduated, I did the regular thing and went to work in a hospital because I really wanted that experience, and always continued to love the outpatient population and was really fascinated with conditions that were painful to people and how to try to relieve that. And so I just continued to take all kinds of workshops and trainings, and eventually really began to focus on the more subtle treatments. I found that that suited my body. I didn't like the heavier treatments, like Rolfing is terrific work, but I was just exhausted after I would Rolf mm-hmm. a number of patients in a row. And so I started to gravitate toward more subtle, more, I guess, energy-based treatments, which at the time in the 80s was very unusual, or my friends thought it was unusual and thought it was more like voodoo. Now it's more widely accepted. Acupuncture and yoga are sort of more mainstream now. But back then, people thought it was a little spooky. But it didn't stop me. I kept studying, and when I found a therapy called Zero Balancing, I just felt like I had come home, because Zero Balancing acknowledges both the structural body and the energy body. And it really let me get my hands on the energy and check the joints and see how is the energy moving through this joint and how does the energy move through that joint and how does that impact this particular client. So that just started a whole love affair for me. I couldn't stop taking Zero Balancing classes, and I ended up getting certified as a Zero Balancer in, I believe it was 1999. Loved it so much, I wanted to teach other people how to do it also, and so I entered the teacher training program and became certified and part of the faculty for the Zero Balancing Health Association. And really, Zero Balancing is the foundation of my practice and the way that I work with people. It's a very balanced approach to any sort of disability or injury or even worry, because it comes from a place where the idea that when the body is in balance, we heal, and if we're not healing, something's out of balance. And it gives us a protocol for where to look for these imbalances, how to sort of root them out, find out where these imbalances lie, where these maybe unconscious compensations have buried themselves in the body, and how to release those tensions and allow more freedom, more ease of movements, really let the person heal. So it's been a really lovely, gentle journey to this place, and people think it's magic because sometimes it seems so gentle. How could it possibly work? But I just love it every day. I feel like I learned something new, and I'm really happy to be sharing it with people today.
Mary Beth, God bless you. I mean, you are a true healer. I mean, you really are. I mean, the story that you just shared, and thank you for sharing that, by the way. It's very powerful. But, you know, it's the same type of story that myself and my guest from last week, Dr. Kim DeRamo, and other people we've had on the show have really shared. And that is that, you know, those of us who practice what at one particular point in time were considered a complementary and alternative therapies are now, you know, more mainstream, if you will, than ever before.
Uh-huh.
So, no, it's huge. And, you know, you mentioned energy, and in just a moment or two, we're going to take a break. But, you know, I do want to when we come back from the break, we're gonna talk about this because it's really important. A lot of physicians, medical physicians in particular, are unaccustomed and indeed are very, very uncomfortable when dealing with this topic of the human body as being an energy field. Now, there are some exceptions, and you know, we can talk about that when we come back from the break, but I think that would be a really good place to pick up, and that is we'll have a discussion about the body as an energy field, how it relates to health, how it relates to illness, and, of course, how it relates to neuropathy, which is a really, really huge topic. And All right, great. Well, everybody, you are listening to my guest, Mary Beth Carreri, who's a physical therapist. I'm, of course, Dr. John Hayes. You're listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you or someone you love one of 20 million Americans suffering from the misery of neuropathy? Unfortunately, cancer patients suffer more than their share of nerve pain, tingling, burning, and sometimes loss of balance. Well, now there is very effective, affordable clinic and home co-treatment for chemotherapy-related neuropathy and chronic pain. The unique Neuropathy DR program is now being used by doctors and physical therapists around the USA and at a Neuropathy DR center near you. You'll also find cancer patient resources at neuropathydr.com. This is really good news. Call your local center directly at 781-561-9260 24/7 and schedule a neuropathy analysis for yourself or loved one free of charge. But hurry, you must act while time slots are open. Don't forget, find out if this may work for you too. Call right now, 781-561-9260. That's 781-561-9260, 24/7.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. John Hayes. You're listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain here on 95.9 WATD. And this evening, I'm talking with my guest, Mary Beth Carreri, who's a physical therapist. Mary Beth, welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, before the break, we were talking about something that you introduced to tonight's call, which I think is a very, very important topic of discussion, especially when it comes to chronic pain and more especially neuropathy. And that is the entire concept of the body as being an energy body, if you will. And there are different versions of medicine, if you will, non-allopathic medicine, Eastern medicine, if you will, that acknowledges that the body is connected through a series of meridians and then you know, chakras, which are certain energy points, and so on and so forth. And you and I both know, as practitioners of manual medicine or manual therapies, that when there are disturbances in these energy pathways, it is impossible for patients to either be healthy or to regain their health after illness. Let's talk about that a little bit. How does zero balancing, which is the work that you do, tie all that together and uncover those blockages, if you will, and so on?
Well, this is the part that's so terrific, because for me at first, the idea of the energy body was just so vague.
Right.
It was just so, I couldn't get my head around it. Mm-hmm. Where is it? Is the energy in the chakras? Is it in the meridians? I couldn't, of course, it's everywhere.
Right.
But I didn't have a framework to understand the energy body the way I had a framework to understand the physical body and those connections that are being made. And so in zero balancing, we accept all those models, the chakras, the meridians, that all of those are true. We accept that there's a background field of energy. And we even go a step further as to say, well, if energy is electricity, then the thickest wires, if you will, the densest tissues will carry very deep, strong currents of this energy. And so we look at the skeleton, and we say that the skeleton is a conductor of the electricity, that the bone is piezoelectric, if you will, and it vibrates. Of course, we look at skeletons, and my skeleton in my office, for instance, is plastic. Mm-hmm. It's not a living tissue, but living bone is very different and very flexible and definitely alive and definitely has a vibration to it. And so we really are able to get our hands on the bones, currents, those currents that are flowing through the bones, and sort of assess manually how this feels. Oh, this joint, this bone feels lighter, heavier, denser. However, we, you know, individuals describe it differently. It is rather subjective that mm-hmm. way. But it allows us to assess how things are flowing, how the energy is moving. Is there a place where it's stuck? What happens if I free that up? How does that impact the individual when they get up and try to move around? And also the curves in the spine. Energy likes to move in curves, and so many people, you know, lose the natural curvature of their spine. They become very flat-backed, and we view that as being negative because these natural curves actually support the energy of the chakras. And when the spine becomes very flat, it sort of disrupts the chakra balance. And so restoring the flexibility of the spine is very important then, people's overall health and well-being. We agree on that, I think.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, that's something we could talk about to look Alice come home. It's extraordinarily important. And so if somebody comes to you as a zero balancing practitioner, what type of experience might they have, you know, from the first visit onward?
So our assessment, so my assessment of a client when they come in strictly for zero balancing is a little bit different than it is if they come in as a strict physical therapy client. Mm-hmm. So we assess the range of motion of the girdles. We're very concerned about the pelvic girdle and the shoulder girdles and the relationship that they have to the axial skeleton, if you will. And so when the person is sitting on the table initially, we're checking what happens at the sacroiliac joints, what happens, how does the scapula float on the rib cage? You know, that we don't find too many floating scapulars. Many people are bound down in the mm-hmm. shoulder blade area. So we're kind of making an assessment that way. And then the person, it's important to note that zero balancing is a closed-on type of treatment. A lot of people are shy about receiving body work because they don't want to disrobe mm-hmm. necessarily. And so you get to leave your clothes on, you get to relax in a supine position on your back on the table. We make people as comfortable as possible, and then we sort of move through all the what we call foundation joints. We start at the feet. We're looking at the tarsal bones and the flexibility there, and we move up to the pelvis, and we work all the way up to the head and then back down to the feet again, looking for comparing one side to the other. Oh, this side is freer than the other side. How can we make that better? We use traction and pressure to relieve some of the tension that might have accumulated. It could be anywhere. Often it's in a place where a person is not expecting it. They'll say, gee, I have all this pain in my left lower back, but when you work on my right foot, I really feel that there's a lot of tension there, and they were previously unaware of that. Call these unconscious compensations that have occurred in the body. Maybe a little limp has developed because of the back pain, or maybe the original injury was the ankle and it led to a left-sided back pain. So we're just sort of investigating, and the treatment is so gentle and so subtle that people become very relaxed. They often feel like they've been on vacation. Many people report going into a meditative state and altered state of consciousness where their breathing becomes very relaxed, and we feel that this is the best thing for anyone. We feel that when the body relaxes, that it is able to accept the work, and that we don't have to push really hard, and the body doesn't have to resist us. The person can really relax into it, and we feel like that's where the healing happens.
Well, you know, you're
kind of lets go of a mental process as well.
Well, it does, and it's a physiologic release too. And what you're really talking about here is what Dr. Herbert Benson called the relaxation response.
And, absolutely. You know, yes, absolutely.
And that is, of course, what you know, everybody who practices manual therapy. In particular, especially the more gentle forms like zero balancing, really can bring to the table, no pun intended. I mean, these are the types of things that really go a long way towards helping helping people recover from chronic pain. So, if somebody is going, well, let me ask you this: who or what type of patient would not be a candidate for the type of therapy that you do? Is there such a case?
Well, we do have some precautions because this is energy medicine. Even though it seems so subtle and so gentle, you know yourself when you shift the energy field, it can rock somebody's world, really, mm-hmm. a shift in the energy field. And so we're careful with certain particular clients and, in particular, newly diagnosed cancer patients.
Okay.
It would not be the right time to have your first zero balancing.
Okay.
We do, years ago it used to be we didn't want to work, you know, we weren't sure, did a person have mets to the bone, we weren't really sure. Now medicine is very clear about what's going on with people, and so there are certified practitioners who are very skilled at working with clients who are living with cancer,
mm-hmm.
and but it's not really the time to try your first zero balancing. You want to get yourself medically stable and then maybe investigate some zero balancing. We don't like to zero balance people during the first trimester of a pregnancy. That's when the two energy bodies are really nestling into one another. And so we really don't recommend that people begin zero balancing during the first trimester. Second and third trimester, great work. We prefer that people work only with a certified zero balancer. There are lots of people who are students of zero balancing, but the people who are certified are more proficient and they're used to dealing with the lax ligaments that come along with pregnancy and also with dealing with the two energy bodies. We also are careful if someone has just had surgery or a broken bone. We feel that all your energy needs to heal that trauma. And so we observe that rest period, if you will, the 6 to 8 weeks that mm-hmm. doctors usually recommend for people to just really take care of themselves and get back on their feet. And once you've been cleared medically, that's a perfect time to have a zero balancing session.
Great. Well, Mary Beth, this is great. We're going to take a short break. Everybody, you're listening to my guest, Mary Beth Carreri, who's a physical therapist, a zero balancer. I'm, of course, Dr. John Hayes. You're listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain here on 95.9 WATD. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the 20 million Americans suffering the misery of neuropathy? Many people just like you have discovered there is now very effective and affordable treatment for diabetic post-chemotherapy, shingles, and other types of neuropathy and chronic pain. The unique Neuropathy DR program is now being used by doctors and physical therapists around the USA and at a Neuropathy DR center near you. Visit us online for more patient resources at neuropathydr.com. To talk directly to your local center, call 781-561-9260 24/7 and schedule a neuropathy analysis for yourself or a loved one free of charge. But hurry, you must act today. Don't forget, call right now at 781-561-9260 while neuropathy analysis slots are still open. That's 781-561-9260, open 24/7.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. John Hayes. Once again, you're listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain here on 95.9 WATD. And this evening, I have a very special guest with me, Mary Beth Carreri, who is a physical therapist. Mary Beth, I want to make sure that before we end tonight's show, we've got a little ways to go, that everybody listening to us can get in touch with you. So what are the best ways for patients to learn more about what you do, and how can they contact you?
Well, so one way is through the website, which is collaborativetherapies.net. And my office is located in historic northeastern Massachusetts, a sleepy little town.
Mm-hmm.
I also have cell phone contact. All of that is listed on the website. Another way to learn more about Zero Balancing and also receive my contact information is through the Zero Balancing website, which is zerobalancing.com. This is a national website. It's beautifully updated, and there's all kinds of information about classes, training, about the history of Zero Balancing, and you can find a practitioner by state. So you can look up Massachusetts and find not just me, but other Zero Balancing practitioners in Massachusetts. So those are two ways.
Great. You know, we were talking, actually, we started off the show with your eloquent discussion about, you know, the body, energy fields, and so on. And because we have so many health professionals that listen to this show, I have a suggestion for those of you who may be medical physicians or RNs who practice in traditional medicine. If all this may be new to you and sound like it's a little bit out there and, you know, doesn't have clinical merit and so on, I have a recommendation, and that would be to get the books that were written by Dr. Robert O. Becker. Dr. Becker is the orthopedic surgeon that actually invented the bone growth stimulator. And in his first book, a wonderful book called The Body Electric, he describes in great detail his experiments with animals, salamanders in particular, with energy fields, limb regeneration, and all these other things that Mary Beth and I are speaking about tonight that have a direct bearing in chronic pain and neuropathy. But, you know, for those of you who are members of the healing arts or just have an interest in this or are medical historians, Dr. Becker's work is fascinating. Again, that's The Body Electric, written by Dr. Robert O. Becker. You can get the books on Amazon. And one thing I want to say, Mary Beth, is that, you know, a lot of the work that we do in patients with neuropathy is based upon electrical fields and electrical field regeneration, normalizing electrical signals along the course of damaged neurons and axons. And a lot of that work really was done by one of my mentors, Dr. David Phillips, who's a medical device inventor. So, you know, lest you think that what we're having here is, you know, some esoteric discussion that you can't relate to if you practice traditional medicine, I want to caution you to open your mind up and go back and read some of the history. You know, Dr. Becker was talking about energy fields and brought his research originally to a major medical institution as early as the 40s. And I'm sure, Mary Beth, if we went back before that, we could find even, you know, further references. I mean, people have been practicing energy medicine, if you will, for centuries. That, you know, the same with manual medicine. But you know, with that said, and I know that's a lot, and I certainly don't mean to take any time away from you, but when you have somebody that presents to your clinic who suffers from, let's say, neuropathy, let's take somebody who has peripheral neuropathy that may be related to diabetes or chemotherapy, would you evaluate them differently? Would you treat them differently than another patient, or do you find the same therapy to be just as effective?
I feel that Zero Balancing is a very balanced way of approaching an individual with any sort of disorder, but I love to choose Zero Balancing when someone has had chronic difficulty, because often they're very apprehensive when they come in. They're afraid of being touched. Mm-hmm. They're in so much pain. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Zero Balancing really is about relationships, sort of about my relationship with them and how much pressure I'm going to use, how much manipulation I'm going to do to their body the first session. People often just totally relax. They just really let go of a lot of that anxiety, and they're able to sort of kind of come into the present moment and sort of be right where they are, which is often not a very nice place. But it allows them to say, this is where I am, and I want to move to a place that's better than this. And we have really great results with people with chronic issues like neuropathy, because it is baby steps often, because sometimes people have been in a state of poor health for a while, and so we're slowly building that relationship. I talk a lot to people about the inner physician and starting to listen to their body and the signals that it's giving them. And this is often a big light bulb for people. A big light bulb goes off because people haven't thought of it that way. They've been trying everything they can think of to try to get better, and they're not better. And so to all of a sudden start to listen to themselves and not everybody else's advice, listen to their body, what's enough, what's too much, is a real eye-opener for many people and often the very beginning of starting to take control and get better.
You know, once again, very, very important and very profound discussion, ladies and gentlemen, from somebody who's obviously a very experienced healthcare professional. Mary Beth, that's wonderful. You know, and again, the commonalities for those of you who are regular listeners to this show is we're talking about the impact that all areas of your lifestyle, all areas of your health have to do. Not only with your general state of health and well-being, but you know, all these things are thrust into the forefront when you are faced with a serious health issue or a loved one is faced with a serious health issue. You know, one of the things that you touched upon from the very beginning of the show is how gentle zero balancing is, and that really complements a lot of the discoveries that we had in dealing with you know, our peripheral neuropathy and chronic pain patients in particular, and that is that in chiropractic they'd be called low force techniques, and in physical therapy probably you know, similar, but the least invasive, so to speak, manual therapies are oftentimes the most productive. Why do you think that might be the case?
I feel like the less resistance I use, the less the person on the table has to resist me. While I was in the teacher training program, we did all these funny exercises with one another where as we would take turns being the patient and the practitioner, and we found that the more relaxed the practitioner was, the more relaxed the person on the table could be. They're fascinating. It was sort of beneath the level of consciousness, but we were bringing it up into consciousness. And if I'm working particularly hard, the person on the table then almost armors themselves. They sort of tense up. And so the more gentle I am, the more relaxed I am in my body, the more relaxed the person on the table can be. And things that have been tightly held, sometimes for a really long time, can just drop away very easily. It's really like magic, except it's easy, simple, and logical in my mind.
Well, you know, that again is a very, very profound statement. You know, we could literally talk all night, I'm sure, about patient stories, but you know, what you mentioned is fascinating because, you know, I've been in practice for 32 years and I know that if I get myself into a treatment room and I am stressed or anxious about something, I cannot lay my hands on a patient until all that energy is released. You know, it's so important, and that it does really, you know, talk about or talk to the fact that we are indeed energy fields, and our energy does communicate with one another, and it certainly is nonverbal. There's no question.
Right.
Mary Beth, this has been great. I want to thank you for you know, spending time with us. This has been a wonderful show, ladies and gentlemen. My guest tonight has been Mary Beth Carreri. Mary Beth, once again, people can get in touch with you at collaborativetherapies.net.
That's right.
Very good. Well, once again, thanks for being with us, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future and hopefully have you back to continue this discussion about zero balancing and energy medicine. Very, very important. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain here on 95.9 WATD. Be sure to stay tuned for my good friend, Dr. Mark Mincola, on The Natural Health Show. Good night.